Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? We're starting a new topic. Today, we've been talking about sort of leading up to a lot of the big ticket goals and overviews of our relationship with God, our long-term goals and purposes in Him and His for us. And now we want to really start zeroing in on, practically speaking, what do we go through? What is the process from a very individualized, specific process? And we start with one of the more difficult topics. Now, it's difficult, but people somehow really want to know about the breaking process and brokenness, because it seems to explain what so many of us are going through. One of the things hopefully this will do by the end of discussing the brokenness process, we will hopefully have a way to evaluate better the difference between going through difficult times as part of a breaking process, and the difference between that and struggling with our flesh, trying to do things ourselves. That's not part of the breaking process. That's just living out of our flesh. They can be different. They can feel different, but they can also feel the same. And we'll look at some of the questions to ask and the experiences that we go through in order to be able to distinguish the differentiation. The breaking process we want to embrace, or at least endure. The flesh we overcome. We cooperate with God and let Him remove our flesh. We don't embrace it. So it's important that we are able to distinguish and know definitively the source of our struggles. This will always bring us back to dependence on God. Lord, is this something I'm supposed to endure, or is this something I need to overcome? And until you have an answer from Him, you don't have an answer. To try to conclude on your own, odds are you're going to come up with a false conclusion. And even if you do come up with the right one, because God has not gotten what He wanted out of the situation, He'll create a new one. He'll create a new situation. Because His goal is not that you come up with the right answer, but that you learn dependence. So our topic now is brokenness and dependence on God. And we'll see how they fit together and how, as we are going through these processes, why it's been so important to understand God's purposes and our definition of success. So we've looked at God's definition of success, what our purpose is, what God's purpose is, and what hinders all of these. If you need a refresher on these, I encourage you to go back over the archives, and you can always visit our website at wecanprepare.org. Of course, you can always email me at diane@wecanprepare.org, and I'll point you in the right direction. But now we're going to start to look at what we can expect in our lives, experientially, practically, day by day, as God begins the process of bringing us into dependence on His life alone, solically and physically, in the supernatural realm and in the natural realm. Remember, in your spirit, you're already fully dependent on Him. Your spirit does not need to be broken. It's already dependent. It's already getting full life from the source of life. So it's not about, we can say that the breaking process, the goal is to make the initial and substantive break between the soul and the spirit. Over time, we've all built up the wall, the dam, if you will, between the spirit and our soul. It's been a way of both controlling and protecting ourselves. But God does not want us to be damming up His life from flowing from our spirits to our soul. And rather than just chipping away at it, He wants us to understand the process and yield to it. And to do that, he takes a sledgehammer to that wall. And it can cause confusion. It can cause quite a variety of things going on in our lives. But the goal, the end result, the desire God has for that process is that we will turn from the flesh, reject it, and learn to depend on Him. And we'll be going through some very specific areas that you will be able to ask yourself and bring to God, Lord, am I good in this area? Is there anything you want to talk to me about in this area? You're going to be broken at one point in time or another. It's better to get it over with. It may or may not go faster, but for sure we can drag things out. Also remember that in your spirit you have agreed to the breaking process. So let's make the most out of God's opportunities to learn dependence. And let's not resist the circumstances and the situations. Even if we feel we've gotten ourselves into it, that doesn't mean God can't use it. Let Him have an opportunity to do what He wants to do in your life, and it will always be for your good. So what is the breaking process? One of God's goals is to give Himself to us and reveal how our needs have already been met by Him and in Him. In order to do that, He must bring us to the realization, experientially, that what we have been relying on, whatever it is, has failed and can never succeed. This is not just a head knowledge. We all can probably say, yes, I know I can't do this by myself, and that's why God's there. But going through this breaking process, something actually happens, changes, is affected as our attachment to our self-strength, self-life is broken. God uses the breaking process, when he takes that sledgehammer to the dam, he uses that to make our co-crucifixion, our co-resurrection, and our co-ascension with Jesus experientially real. For each one of us on a personal, specific basis. Odds are, looking back, you will look back at that point in time and see a change in your life that you didn't have control over, that God did. And they're often very painful. But looking back, it's worth it. Most often not when you're going through it. And again, very often these experiences are just to be endured. Now, we'll talk about it later, but there will be one, the first breaking God does. He very often will take us through changes where he frees us and heals us and reveals lies. But that breaking process where we really experience that death to self as an event in our life will only occur once. There will be smaller breakings and healings and revelation before and after. But he takes that sledgehammer to the dam once. And this turns us, we could say it's the tipping point between depending on ourselves and depending on him. From then on, we will not be satisfied with the pitiful life that comes from depending on our soul. And this is something God does. This is not something we can help him with or predict or in many cases understand, sometimes until way after the fact. But just knowing that God makes the change, that it's a necessary change and that it's for our good, will see us through. Now, a lot of times we've got one of our big misbeliefs that we have is that God will never put us through more than we can stand. That's not true. There's a verse that people use and have distorted and have put their faith in that says God will not tempt us beyond what we can stand. That's totally different than putting us in a situation that we can't handle, that's too big for us. I can guarantee that he will do that. That's part of any breaking process, and especially of the big one, leading to brokenness. We'll try to handle it, but even what used to work will no longer work. And this is why we'll keep on trying to make it work and keep on trying to make it work. And God will not let it work. So, what is brokenness? Our flesh, our soul getting its life apart from God, yourself, has been able to get its needs met its own way over time by being hidden, by doing it itself, by not drawing attention to itself. You didn't even know you were doing it. If we truly saw our flesh, we would be repelled by it. We would reject it straight away with no hesitation. And we would easily depend on Christ's life alone. there is nothing, when we truly see ourself, our flesh, we will find that there is nothing appealing about it. It's ugly. It is the anti-character of God. It is control. It is fear, anger, hate, manipulation, self, hoarding. It is the opposite of our nature in God. And if our nature in God is to give, the nature of our self-life is to protect, to keep, to hoard, to fear. And so many of us, when we are living with those traits as our major way of coping with life, those are all indications that we are living out of our soul, our self-life. God's breaking us of that. That's his goal. That's brokenness. The breaking process cracks the shell of the hiddenness of the flesh and exposes it for what it really is, for that death, the decay, and that it is directly opposed to our new nature, which is holy, righteous, and eternal. This is not an attack of the enemy. This has been yourself getting its needs met its own way. Before you were a Christian, it didn't have a choice. That's all you could do. That's the best you could do. But not anymore. Now, you have access to eternal life now. And you have the full measure of everything you need. You have everything you need for life and godliness now in your spirit. Coming to the realization of the chasm between depending on our flesh and depending on God is the process of being broken. I think one of the reasons we try to balance law and grace is because we don't want to be broken. When we truly see the absolute dichotomy, the absolute opposite that law is from grace, they do not coexist. They are opposite ends of, they are polar opposites. They cannot coexist. But when we try to make them coexist, it's because we're resisting the breaking process. We're making excuses for depending on God. We also try to hide using the term of faith. Well, I'm just believing God is going to take care of this. That this will have, you know, that God knows what he's doing, rather than finding out what God is doing. God does not want you ignorant of what he's doing. Now, there will be times when he'll say, well, just hang in there, I'll let you know when I'm done. That's not faith. That's having heard. We've got a totally distorted view of what faith is. We'll get into that some other time. But those misbeliefs, those distortions, also can keep us from entering into the breaking process. The purpose of the breaking process is to make us able to receive his life in our soul, in our mind, will, and emotions. It's as simple as that. Again, it's like taking a big sledgehammer to that dam. That dam has been protecting us and controlling us at the same time. It's given us boundaries and kept God out. It's kept everyone else out too. It served its purpose. God will no longer let it separate our soul from his life. As long as we are relying on our self-strength, we will continue to build flesh, which separates our soul from God and keeps us from depending on him. So it's like if we resist that breaking process, and even before and sometimes after, we rebuild the dam. We insist on doing things our way. Imagine you seeing God with his huge sledgehammer, and he's about ready to whack your dam. And you go up and you say no, and you grab the sledgehammer, and you keep him from hitting the dam. And then, just in case, you reinforce the dam. You make it bigger. You make it thicker in case you don't catch him next time. He's just going to get a bigger sledgehammer. He's going to have his way. Unfortunately, so many Christians don't know about this. Don't know the distinction between spirit and soul, so they spend their whole lives fighting God, resisting God, refusing life. God's not going to let us live like that. Now, he has a time and a season for all of us. If you're not broken and learn dependence here while you're living on this earth, there's always the next thing, whatever that is. It's so interesting that we think that with the vastness of the universe and the magnitude of his creation that we experience, that we hardly know anything or understand anything about this life, this earth, this world, how time works, how light works, how anything, what's going on in the supernatural realm. We have no idea what is really going on. And yet we think, you know, God created all this, but it's all going to come to an end when we die. Or when he finishes this age, he's going to destroy the earth or give us a new earth, a new heaven and a new earth. And we're all going to just sit around and be happy. We may have things to do, but that's it. We've failed to experience his nature, his creative nature, his giving nature. So to think that that's what's going to happen, that he's just going to go, okay, well, we're done. Wherever you were at is where you're at. This is where we get the whole idea, concept of jewels in your crown. You know, that if you, the more you endure now, the more jewels you're going to have in your crown later, or the bigger the mansion, or the closer to Jesus you're going to sit. Rather than, he has something for us to learn here on this earth, so that when we go on to the next thing, whatever it is, we will be ready to learn what we're supposed to learn there. It's like we're still in kindergarten here on this earth, but we're not going to be equipped to go to first grade until we learn what we're supposed to learn here in kindergarten. So when we're in kindergarten, we may have to work extra hard. Because we not only have to learn what we need to learn in first grade, we need to make up for whether it was social skills or cleaning up after ourselves or whatever, that we were supposed to have learned in kindergarten. And on and on. God's not going to just pass us from one grade to the next, from one life experience to the next. We have no idea whether time is going to be in effect in the next, whatever God's going to do, the next thing, whether here on this earth or after we die or after he finishes what he's doing here. We have no idea what it's going to be like. We have no idea what it was like before we came here. But we can prepare. We can recognize that there are things we can be doing, that we can learn what we're supposed to learn and be ready. Not only for what he's doing in our lives tomorrow, next week, next year, but in our next life, after we step out of this earth realm. It's learning to depend on him, letting him take us through the breaking process, enduring what we need to endure as he breaks open that dam. Now, it hurts first, well before we experience his life flowing through us, because he exposes our flesh and how ugly it is. But that passes, and we experience his life. And we find ourselves looking back. Whether there's going to be something similar to that in the next thing God does, no way of knowing. But we'll find out. Let's do as much as we can, cooperate with God, depend on him as much as we can, so that we can fully be available and ready to start the next grade. It's not that complex. It's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. Do what he's told you to do. This goes back to, you have to be able to hear him for yourself, because he's going to be telling you something different than he's telling anyone else. That's the starting point. But the purpose of the breaking process is to make us able to receive his life in our soul. Continuing to live after the flesh, insisting on that dam being there and reinforcing it and rebuilding it when it cracks, prevents us from receiving the life, the healing, the experiencing of God's love that he intends for us to have in our entire being now. Our flesh, your flesh, gets its needs met through two avenues: inward resources and outward resources. When we start looking at our flesh, I want you to start thinking about it as when a ship sinks and all the carbuncles and, you know, sea creatures and coral starts to grow on it. That's what your flesh is. But through salvation, he's raised you out of the water. And he's going to restore you. To do that, he has to remove the crust that came as part of you living with death. You were not living. You could not be what God made you to be. but he is restoring you. We'll pick it up there next Monday. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning, 7:30. Until then, have a great day.